Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, there was a time where you weren't in business. Do you remember when that was? Do you remember what you were thinking when you weren't in business? Do you remember what you were thinking about business? Do you remember what you were thinking about what it would be like to be in business? And here you are. And you are in business, and time has moved on. And you may have found that what you were thinking what it would be like to be in business is not exactly what it is like. You may not have realized how much work there was, how much stress there was, how much responsibility there was. Being in business is a full-time job. Even though you may not work 24 hours a day, you do work 24 hours a day because it's on your mind, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But we talk about writing a business plan. We need to write a business plan so that we can be successful in business. But you know what we don't define? We don't define what is success in business. To even write a business plan, you need to determine for your life, for you, what success is. Is it just making a living? Is it making a lot of money? Is it employing a lot of people? Is it being the biggest business in town? Is it being the best business in town? If you can't define what success in business is for you and your family, how can you write a business plan? The business plan that you're writing might make money, but it may not reach the target. It may not be what you consider to be success. Success means different things to different people. People view things in different ways. Some people want to live in a smaller one-floor house. Some people want to live in a great big house. Some people are happy with the money they make. Some people want to make a great deal of money. What is important to you? What would you consider to be success? If you know what success is, then you can write your business plan because you're writing your business plan to be successful. You're not writing it for someone else. You're not writing your plan as to what someone else thinks. It's what you think, what you need, and what you want. And then you aim to that, and you review it all the time. You say, do I still feel the same way about success that I did when I wrote this plan? Because things change. Ideas change. Philosophies change. Wants and needs change. So you always need to look at updating exactly what success means to you. In the beginning, maybe you were willing to work a lot of hours. Maybe you were willing to go home at 9 or 10 o'clock at night and start early in the morning. Maybe as your family grew, it became more important for you to spend time with the family. Do you see what I mean? Things change. You can make a lot of money in business, and you can still feel like you are not a success. So money is important. Profit is important. But your vision of what you think success is, what you need to do, what's going to make you content? What's going to make you happy? What's going to make you feel like you have really done it, like you've really succeeded, you've gotten where you want to be, or you're aiming to that direction? So let's really think it through. Let's look at our business plan. Let's see if it matches what we really want, what you really want. If you do that, you'll find out not only will you make money, but you'll also be happier. Just making money without being happy about what you're doing, without being content about what you're doing, is really an empty victory. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.